There's a certain amount of flight that is acceptable. When they persecute one city, go to the next. But do not flee the persecuting by assenting to their false doctrine, by believing in lies, but rather hold fast to the truth and endure the suffering and persecution which will come on all those who will live godly. So the Lord has promised, and it is given to us on behalf of Christ, not only to believe on Him, but to suffer for His name's sake. That's from the book of Philippians. Don't you know your New Testament? Don't you know what the gospel is? Don't you know what a Christian is supposed to be? When they, verily I say to you, you shall not have gone over the cities of Israel till the Son of Man be come. You will not, remember, He's sending them out to go over the cities of Israel in their time. In that time, I mean, this is the middle part of His ministry, and this could compass a long time, where He sent them out by themselves to do things. It doesn't say exactly how long, a week, 2 weeks, months, a year or two? Who knows? His ministry did have a significant period of time that it occupied. He sent them only to the house of Israel because, though the time was a significant time, it was not enough time to cover all the cities of Israel. I'm coming back to you. I will come to you and gather you back again to me. The apostles would go out. He called the 12 disciples, were called also the 12 apostles. An apostle is someone who is sent of God. Someone, literally, apostello means sent out. An ambassador is an official emissary. A high rank in the church is one of the highest office you can hold in the church is apostle. First, apostles, then prophets, teachers, etc. So what is our work now? Their work was to go over the cities of Israel. What is our work now? Supposed to go over these books of the Bible, right? Let's go over it again and again and again until we get it right. Let's get it right. You know, all we are now is just voices in the wilderness. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Maybe He's going to come. Sometimes it gets a little bit frustrating. So few want to hear the word of God. So little is done. The ministry is weak. It's like John's ministry. What did he preach? John did no miracle. So it's a John did no miracle. The forerunner of Christ did no miracles. There was no like John who did miracles. No. He baptized people. And preached the gospel of the kingdom. Prepare the way of the Lord. Make His path straight. He will come again. We must prepare the way. We must prepare people's minds for what's coming. Repent. Turn from your wickedness and iniquity. Because He's coming and without sin. And if you are a worker of iniquity when He comes, He will not accept you. I don't care who you think is your Lord. He's going to say, I don't know you. Oh, you say you know me. That's strange because I don't know you. In fact, I'm quite sure I've never known you. And I know everything. If he who knows everything doesn't know you, well, you're unknown. But he whom he knows, as it is written, he knew him from before the foundation of the world and chose him to be a particular people, to be a particular kind of person, to be a Christian, to be like him, to grow up into him. Verse 24, the disciple is not above his master, nor the servant above his Lord. It is enough for the disciple to be as his master, and the servant as his Lord. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebub, how much more shall they call them of his household? No, they would call him the most popular minister in America. They would call him the fastest growing ministry in America. They would call him what? You know, today we honor and cherish mostly the multitudes. Who can gather in the most multitudes? Because that's what Jesus did, isn't it? But we forget how He did it. He didn't do it by trickery. He didn't do it by, you know, warehouse-style churches. A new way to do church. We just keep the old ways and throw out anything that was good in them. Forget doctrine, let's have music. Forget truth, let's have philosophy. Forget zealousness after righteousness, no. Zeal for your family. Why? Oh, I'll tell you why. Because The Gentiles love their family. Those who have not God love their families. And so we preach to them about loving families. Because that's what they love. You know, I love my family. I'm a good Christian. Well, you know, everyone loves their family. Except for the most wicked people. And people whose consciences have been absolutely scarred and corrupted in ways that I can't even really understand it. You know, the way of the wicked, for me, is hard to understand. Because I feel such a pull towards what is right. Bad things make me feel bad. Doing bad things make me feel worse. Thinking and doing and all that. It all is something that, you know, I don't like to see myself in that. I'm trying to get out of it in every area of my life. I don't need to be told how to love my family, how to raise my children. I've been taught. And that doesn't, you know, oh, Lord. But look at, the disciple is not above his master. If they have called, you know, we are not supposed to be, you know, like it says, it is given unto you on the behalf of Christ not only to believe on him. Oh, I just believe on him and I become a pampered little princess. We're the pampered little princess, bride of Christ. No harm can come to us. We'll never suffer persecution. Never. Because we're the pampered bride of Christ. And God would never suffer anything to happen to his little virgin, would he? No. He wouldn't suffer her to be raped. He wouldn't suffer her to be fornicated with and her breasts to be fondled. No, he would never suffer that to happen. As it happens. As it happens. They are. As it happens, they are lying with the enemy. As it happens, they are bearing themselves to him in their false doctrines and in their heresies and in their wickedness. They're sleeping with the devil. Whosoever, you know, how do you know someone is a child of God? Well, he that does righteousness is righteous. He that is born of God cannot commit sin because God's seed is in him and he cannot sin. But the thing is, the little slut has the seed of the devil in her. And how do you know she has the seed of the devil in her? Because she's fornicating with the devil. She's doing his works. Works of iniquity. And that graphic, of course, that's because that's how God sees it. Yeah, they're screwing around together. You think you're his precious little virgin bride? Chaste virgin presented to Christ? You can be white as snow, but not if you keep acting that way. You know, God wants what makes a chaste virgin? One who's suffered. One who has been through what Christ has been through. One who is persecuted for righteousness' sake. One who is, suffering as he suffered. One who has been mocked and felt the scorn of the wicked. One who has been called of the devil. And one who has been seen as, throw yourself down